This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll be talking with Dwayne Dog Chapman about his new show, Dog and Beth on the Hunt. But first, Vice President Joe Biden has been holding meetings to discuss challenging Hillary Clinton for the Democratic presidential nomination. The 72-year-old already said he would make a decision by the end of the summer. Beau Biden, Joe's son, who was dying of brain cancer at the time, tried to get his father to promise he would run for president before he passed away. Allegedly, the Biden camp is contacting Democratic leaders and donors who have not firmly committed to Clinton or who might be concerned about her prospects. Hillary Clinton's popularity has hit a new low. A poll finds that 57% of Americans say she's untrustworthy, while 52% say she isn't concerned about people like them. And just 4 in 10 have a positive opinion of the former Secretary of State. That's down from a high of 61% in February of 2013. The poll found that Americans also don't trust Donald Trump. 58% think he's untrustworthy, and 63% think he doesn't care about their needs. Another undercover tape with Planned Parenthood. A new video showing a Planned Parenthood doctor examining the body parts was released by the Center for Medical Progress, as it's called. In the video, the doctor examines the aborted fetus. He cracks the skull and says it's another boy. He then prices the body parts and discusses which ones people want, like the kidneys. Former Subway spokesman Jared Fogel paid $100 to have sex with a 16-year-old girl, allegedly. The FBI has subpoenaed text messages between Jared and the Subway employee he was sexting. In 2008, he wanted the woman to advertise herself on Craigslist to have sex with other men so he could watch. The woman responded, "Is this the same website you found that 16-year-old girl that you blanked?" Jared responded back saying, "It was amazing." A California judge has set the date of October 9th for Bill Cosby's deposition regarding at least one of his accusations of alleged sexual misconduct. Attorney Gloria Allred is representing plaintiff Judy Huth in a civil suit against the comedian, accusing Cosby of molesting her when she was 15. Allred said this week that a judge granted an application requiring Cosby to submit to his deposition before Huth will be compelled to do so. A photo of Bobby Christina's body lying in her casket has been sold to the media after apparent bidding soared into six figures. Sources say someone snapped a picture of Bobby during the viewing, which took place the day before the funeral. The winning offer topped the $100,000 mark. Sources say members of the Brown and Houston families are blaming each other for the picture, which was snapped even with precautionary measures in place to prevent it from happening. Dwayne Dog Chapman, the bounty hunter, is back with a new show, Dog and Beth on the Hunt.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Dog. How are you, sir?
I'm good, sir, brother. How are you?
Good, good. Do you prefer Dog or Dwayne?
No, Dog is fine with me. Dwayne, the bathtub I'm drowning, is a thing of the past.
All right, so you're on the hunt. I know that you got involved with the hunt for the two escaped murderers in northern New York, and now you're looking for the Mexican drug lord, right?
Well, no, let me explain that, okay? Years ago, about 12 years ago, we captured Andrew Luster, who is Max Factor's great-grandson. He was convicted of 87 counts of rape and then took off. We captured him in Mexico and, of course, were thrown in jail. I am still paying a judgment right now. Some crooked lawyer sued us, and we were filming, so I couldn't pay too much attention. I thought, oh, this idiot will go away, and he won a judgment. So we're making payments on this right now, 12 years later. It is illegal to bounty hunt in Mexico. So $3 million, $10 million, $12 million, we ain't doing it. You know, they didn't stick up for us last time. They threw us through the wolves, so to speak, and we're not going to do that. It is illegal to bounty hunt in Mexico unless you see the person committing a crime. Even to talk about it is conspiracy to commit kidnapping. So we are not going to Mexico. Now, if he comes over here, he's fair game. If he crosses that state line or that country line, we'll get him. But he's not going to. He's perfectly safe where he's at. And, you know, God bless them to catch him. This guy, brother, you're going to have to take out with an automatic weapon. This is his third time. He's not going down easy. This guy, you're going to have to kill him, I'm telling you, to be able to catch this guy. But because the laws are so strict there, as a matter of fact, it's a treaty. that we signed in 1991 with Mexico that we will not allow bounty hunters to come from America and go down there. That's how serious this is. And we are not going to do that. Thank God I learned a lesson.
A great explanation. I didn't realize it was so restrictive. So you're doing your stuff here in the United States. I've seen your show before, and I'm always impressed by the number of people you can just talk into giving up and not, you know, being violent or physical. Is that part of your game plan, if you can just talk them into accepting the fact that you're taking them into custody?
Well, that's called, as Beth calls it, their second chance. I think when a guy is more of a man, when he comes forward and turns himself in, it might not be as exciting for the camera, but we don't care. I mean, where God is in control, you know, you're going to pay for the stuff you do. So we don't want to do that to human beings. We give them a chance first. And then if they don't do it, we, you know, let loose my Kraken, which is Beth. And then they got a problem. So, you know, this the first show with A&E, it was about my family in Hawaii. As the show progressed, everybody tried to be Beth and Dog. And there were a lot of kids in their 20s, I'm saying, when I speak about kids being killed. So Beth got us a bus. We started going across the United States training different bail companies and bounty hunters how to do it. I went to prison in Texas in the late 70s. Tomorrow night's show, we return to Texas. And so all during the show, in Texas now, like Mexico, you can't bounty hunt. So all I could do was train people there how to do it better. But I think it's some of the best footage and some of the best shows we've ever filmed, because all those emotions in Texas and all of those sayings, and it's the United States of Texas, and all that stuff is all in our mind as we're out there, you know, helping them guys round them up. So we're getting really good comments about the new show.
Terrific. And what advice do you give these up-and-coming bounty hunters? What's the key for you to explain to them?
Well, let me just say it like this. Years ago, I would get letters from ex-Marines, ex-sheriffs, karate experts, senseis. Let me go out there, you know, Dog. We can kick, you know what. Today, I get letters from college kids that just took a course in psychology and psychiatry. And, Dog, I could talk to these guys, too. Could I please have a job? So I would say that you have to be, you know, it's a contact sport, as Beth says. But you have to have compassion, and you have to have intelligence. And I think that's, you know, some things that the modern-day bounty hunter doesn't realize, that you got to be more than Bruce Lee, you know what I mean? You got to have a heart, and you got to have compassion.
And you still have that after all these years?
You know, I have more now as I get older. Maybe it's because, you know, I don't cry during commercials, but you know what I mean? As you get older, your heart, I think, gets a little softer. And I've seen so many guys, like, think they messed up their life and then start again and be a success, that, I mean, when I say, you know, you can start over, you can really, at this second right now, something traumatic had to happen in your life to change your life, and I've really seen that work. So when I say that, you know, it worked on me in 1977. I had a cop drive me from Huntsville Prison to Amarillo. All he did is talk to me about how I could be something someday. He pulled over, got me a cheeseburger, treated me great, let me smoke in the back of his car, uncuffed my hands, and I'll never forget that guy. And so it's something that I went through personally that I know works, so I try to share that with my clients.
We're talking with Dog the Bounty Hunter. Now, of course, your wife and your daughter, Cecily, are part of your crew. Are you very protective of them? I would think that would really get your attention if someone went after either one of them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Beth can handle her own. Cecily is 22 years old. She's 5'8". I was watching her the other day, and she was running, and she goes, "Dad, get out of my way." I'm like, "Wait, Cecily, wait a minute. Look out, Dad." Or, you know, she's like more protecting me than I am her. You know what I mean?
That's terrific. It's great working with your family. I'm sure you enjoy that more than anything, right?
Well, yeah, I want to know where my wife is at all times. And I'd love to have her. I love to have her right next to me. And the only parts I don't like is, like, she'll say, "Well, if you can't catch this guy, honey, I'll find a real bounty hunter." And so that gets me going. But I love it, because I used to come home and tell her the stories. "Honey, I ducked to the right. I hit him with the left hook. He went down. He got back up." And I tell her, she go, "You're lying." And so I said, listen, you just think I'm lying. Let's come with me, get in the car. And she was a natural. Her father was a pro ball player, baseball player, and she was just a natural hunter. You know, she loves it. So for her to squeal and tell me that she loves me after a capture, it's all worth it.
Dog, we appreciate a couple of minutes. We wish you success and good health, and hopefully all your bounty hunting targets will just surrender peacefully and there won't be too much action.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on, brother. You're very well known in your world, and I appreciate you taking time to put me in yours.
Terrific, Dog. Thank you so much. All the best.
Yes, sir. God bless. Stay alive, brother.
With Dwayne Dog Chapin, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute.
Sturgis. Anything but clothes.
ABC Party.
Naked as a jaybird.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan and Sturgis for American Biker Minute. Club dudes witness ABC nudity.
Anything but clothes. Duct tape, garbage bags, towels. They were all sitting out at their picnic benches eating their dinner. Naked as a jaybird. What goes out of Glencoe? The cops don't come in there ever, do they? They walk out to the showers, whatever. They come out with a different person every day. It's apparently some kind of internet thing. We're going to be in this corner of the campground. They all just start coming in there. Hey, Chico. Chico's shy. Chico's a prospect. Prospects are the ones that ain't been to Sturgis before. You got to do all the washing dishes and cleaning up, taking the garbage out.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
For a time, this Hall of Famer rivaled the great Jack Nicklaus for golf supremacy. In 1974, he won 8 tournaments, but also endured a famous slump. He won 25 career titles, including the U.S. Open.
In Johnny Miller's miracle round, he doesn't have a single 5 on his scorecard and made 9 birdies.
So where is Johnny Miller now? When Johnny hung up his clubs, he picked up a mic, becoming the lead golf analyst for NBC in 1990. He also has a golf course design business. In 2010, Johnny led a group of investors who purchased the Silverado Golf Resort in California. And Johnny's always got a good golf tip for his fans.
You can do anything you want from the waist up, but if your legs aren't doing a good job, you're going to look like a dork.
Yeah, I've never seen a dork on the golf course. How about you? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.